The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Of course, we're dealing with the fallout of the election, but we haven't dealt with the scores on the doors and the result in Northern Ireland. And we're joined again by Amanda Ferguson, who spoke to us outside the Newry courtroom earlier this week in the terms of the Donaldson case. But she gives us analysis because there's been quite significant change. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Let's start with Lagan Valley, the link there with Newry court case. The DUP were trying to hold on to this seat. Obviously, Donaldson wasn't the candidate. It has been a sort of safe DUP seat. What happened there?
Well, you're right there. Johnny Buckley couldn't hold on to that seat for the DUP. Alliance has made history there in Lagan Valley, but stands still with one seat because they lost their deputy leader, Stephen Farry, in North Down. Saoirse Eastwood is the first woman to hold the Lagan Valley seat, and she's also the first non-unionist to hold the Lagan Valley seat. So while Alliance are bruised by the loss of their deputy leader and also their leader Naomi Long not winning in East Belfast, they can take comfort in that historic Lagan Valley victory.
Yeah, let's just focus on East Belfast, because this was Gavin Robinson, the new replacement leader of the DUP, and he wasn't an MLA member, and he was under pressure from Naomi Long, who of course is a minister in the power sharing agreement and can go back to that job. Gavin Robinson held on.
He did indeed, and that's the saving grace for the DUP. They have dropped from 8 seats to 5 seats, and it would have been a complete disaster if their new leader, the fourth in 3 years, had lost his seat. So Gavin Robinson would have been breathing a sigh of relief that he was returned in East Belfast. But it's big post-mortem time for the DUP, because while they can probably understand the loss of Lagan Valley to Alliance and the loss of South Antrim to the Ulster Unionist Party, the big story of last night or this morning is that the TUV has won North Antrim and that Ian Paisley has been kicked out by the electorate. So
I found fascinating North Antrim and South Antrim. So set the scene for us. First of all, since the 1970s, a Paisley has represented North Antrim. Just set the scene of Jim McAllister as a kind of hardline TUV, a little bit of a row with Farage because he actually endorsed Ian Paisley Jr. rather than the formal links between the TUV and Reform. So set the scene for us firstly, and then tell us what happened.
Yeah, so Jim Allister is a former barrister. He's also a former DUP politician, but he left the DUP because they weren't hardline enough for him. So he has gone after that North Antrim seat. Nobody predicted that he was going to win that. He's done that sensationally. It's a big moment for the TUV for them to win that seat over a Paisley, who, as you've said, prior to Ian Paisley Jr. or Ian Ogus, some people jokingly call him, prior to that, it was his father who held that seat. It was very much viewed that North Antrim is Paisley country, is DUP country. However, it hasn't chimed with the electorate this time round. And while Jim Allister was the sole TUV MLA at Stormont, he's now on the green benches at Westminster for North Antrim, and someone will have to be co-opted into his seat from the party. You know, the TUV are hardline unionists. They are purist. Jim is a great orator. He's clearly uses his skills as a barrister during his skills as a politician. He did admit that he'd perhaps have liked this win to have come 10 years earlier, but certainly that's something for the TUV to build on. And they have this link with the Reform Party in Britain, which has gained some traction. Interestingly, though, whenever it was announced that the TUV and Reform were linking up for this election, Richard Tice was the leader of the Reform Party. Then Nigel Farage was shipped in, and he caused quite a stir whenever he said that the link up with the TUV would continue. However, he was personally endorsing Sammy Wilson in East Antrim, who did manage to hold on, and Ian Paisley in North Antrim, who didn't manage to hold on. So okay. What becomes of Ian Paisley next remains to be seen, but I don't think it's the last we've heard of him.
So in South Antrim, we had Robin Swan, who had been the health minister during COVID and so on, was up against the incumbent Paul Girvan of the DUP. What happened there?
That's right. South Antrim is an interesting constituency in that Danny Kinahan held it previously for the Ulster Unionist Party, so it's returned to the Ulster Unionist Party. I think that what they did there was they moved Robin Swan from North Antrim to South Antrim because they felt that his high profile during the COVID pandemic would fare well, and they've been proven right on this occasion. Robin Swan isn't a politician who is universally liked. For example, reproductive rights activists and feminists aren't particularly keen on him, but it's been viewed that he handled the pandemic well, and that was the Ulster Unionist Party's best shot at getting back to Westminster, and they've been proven right on this occasion. So South Antrim is now with the Ulster Unionist Party. I think the what we saw coming into the election in 2019, it was 8 DUP, 7 Sinn Féin, 2 SDLP and 1 Alliance. So that meant there were 9 nationalists, 8 unionists and 1 other. Now that remains the same this time round. Unionism has 8 seats, but they're just not all DUP MPs anymore. We've got the TUV represented, the Ulster Unionist, an independent unionist, and also the DUP. So there's a more broad spectrum of unionist views taking place at Westminster, but that will not be any comfort to the DUP, who really have taken a kick in because they have faced so many different competing issues from a range of different fronts, you know, whether it be the Donaldson court case or hardline unionist objection to the post-Brexit trade-in arrangement or tactical voting from non-unionists who wanted to give the DUP a bloody nose. So that's all in the mix, and it's time now for the DUP to regroup, I guess.
Yeah, on Sinn Féin, they've now done the hat-trick. Most representatives of MLAs, councillors and now MPs, although they sort of stood still. They were under a bit of pressure in Fermanagh South Tyrone, and they got the nursing lady, Pat Cullen, she won.
Yes, she did. High-profile candidate for Sinn Féin, a real coup to get the UK Royal College of Nursing chief, who's been at the top level of negotiations in Britain, to sign on as a Sinn Féin candidate, and she has been returned in Fermanagh South Tyrone. Now, Sinn Féin went in with 7 and it's come out with 7. Mary Lou McDonald issued a statement talking about how delighted she was that that had happened. Sinn Féin will be eyeing up Foyle, because they closed the majority that the Colm Eastwood has there by a considerable margin. And they'll also be eyeing up East Derry, where Kathleen McGuirk ran Gregory Campbell from the DUP extremely close. I think that because Sinn Féin had a bit of a bruising local and European election on your side of the border, they'll be happy with the performance in the north. And because we've had local Stormont and Westminster elections in the north with no further elections expected anytime soon, unless something happens or something changes, focus will now shift to your side of the border for the general election, and all eyes on what Sinn Féin can do between now and perhaps the end of March or whenever the election is going to be to try and improve their fortunes in the general election where you are.
Okay. Finally, I just want to get your take on, is this at a broader and even historic level, an existential crisis for unionism per se, insofar as we had the hiatus that there was no power sharing. And to me, you know, unionists have to be in favour of power sharing, because if you don't make that work, what's the point of the UK link? So you have a situation, they're now fragmented. The DUP, which were the dominant voice, have been weakened considerably. You have the UUP, you have the thorn in their side, the TUV. Is there a case for a reshaping of the heartbeat of unionism, of what it means looking forward to a border poll or whatever, and some unity?
I think that for the DUP, it's a reality check that their conduct in recent years hasn't chimed well with all of the unionist electorate and also with non-unionists. So, you know, unionism can take comfort in the fact that it went into the election with 8 unionist MPs and came back out the other side of it with 8 MPs, but it's just damaging for the DUP. And as I said, because of that range of areas in which people wanted to inflict a bit of pain on the DUP, it really has taken a kick, and they will be delighted that Gavin Robinson is back in East Belfast, because it would have been a complete disaster if they didn't have their new leader as an elected representative. So, you know, it just shows you that whenever you think that things are going to stay the same forever, that things can change. You know, previously in the North, the Ulster Unionist Party and the SDLP were the dominant parties of unionism and nationalism. At present, it's Sinn Féin and also the DUP, but to a lesser extent, I guess.
All right. Thank you indeed, Amanda Ferguson, talking to us from Northern Ireland with all the details there.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.